episode of the Say Less podcast. I'm your host, Caroline Jones, and I know it's been a while. Sometimes I, go through, different seasons of, being super busy and then also just hanging out with people, trying to get to know people. Life just is life sometimes. But with all that being said, we're going to kind of jump into today's segment. It's probably going to be a long one, so strap your seatbelt in and kind of get ready. But basically, red flag or green flag edition of, and this is kind of in relationships, kind of been going through different seasons of life, and in the series or the episode season that I'm in, it's just, people, sometimes you catch feelings and then you're just like, if I catch feelings, I either need a coffee or a lobotomy. I don't know which one. Sometimes you just have days like that. And I probably am the only one that ever feels that way, because it's something has got to be mentally wrong with me. Because honestly, this is not me, okay? Life, that's just definitely not me. I just never has been. Probably never will be. But we're just gonna go. So honestly, I think that you, that being said, I don't know if right off the jump you're gonna feel comfortable with someone. You need to gradually get to know that person and then blah blah blah. But the reason why I decided to do this episode is because my mind has been just messed up in the head, and then I've been talking to other friends and they're going through things. They're telling me to be careful, don't hurt yourself, blah blah blah. I'm already been burned. You can't burn me more than I'm already been burned, so thanks for your advice. But also sometimes it's, it's worth the hood. I don't know. I have no idea. Sometimes things are worth pain. Anyway, so the red or the green flag edition. That was a long intro. Sharing location. So honestly, for that one, I don't really consider that a green flag or a red flag necessarily. It's more of an amber flag. The reason why I say that is it's more a proceed with caution, when you, if, now it depends on the reasoning behind the sharing the location. If someone's I need to make sure that you're where you're supposed to be, quote unquote, that is a red flag right off the bat. If they want to know where you are, obsessively, 24/7, that's a little bit of a red flag, too. If it's more a safety concern of, hey, just let me know when you get to this place, or I just need to know that you got home safely, that's something totally, totally different. In that case, I would give you a green flag, Now, also, people's well, why would you want to know my location? That's a little bit obsessive and controlling. There are people that are borderline controlling, I will give you that, but it really depends on, the intentionality behind why they want the location shared. So, I say, if it's, more so of, a safety concern, it's okay. I would say get to the bottom of the reason behind why you don't want to share your location Is it a fear? Is it a madness? Is it sadness? If it's, you know, sometimes we mask our emotions so that then the emotion that you're truly feeling does not feel so bad. You know, sometimes what I've done is I'm actually disappointed or I'm mad with someone. But I play it off as a joke and humor and I deflect. So it doesn't actually hurt as much. So be real with your emotions. Be in touch with your emotions and say, you know what, I don't honestly feel like sharing my location with you because I feel unsafe. Okay. You don't have to share your location with every single person. And if this person has made, like if they ask for it like on the first date, I would say that's a little bit weird. Like the first 3 times that they know you, that's a little bit strange. But otherwise, like, you've known each other for a while, maybe you've been going out for a while, that is okay. Like, honestly, in my book. If someone, like, texts good morning, I don't know, like, it's something, like, positive. But it also has to be, I honestly like people that can, like, carry on, like, a conversation. You don't necessarily have to text good morning and good night. If you do those things, that is a bonus. That is a green flag. Texting good morning, I think, is a good green flag. Also, if you, like, ask questions, you know, oh, what are you looking forward to most today? Like, then they actually have to respond versus, like, texting good morning. You're just like, good morning, blah, 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 blah. So that's a green flag. Showing emotions is a green flag if they can show them healthily. Okay? If they tell you, hey, I'm upset because of X, Y, and Z, or I'm upset because this happened at my job, and I don't think that I'm going to be, this kind of goes back to being like in touch with your emotions, but not letting your emotions overrule you. If your emotions overrule, then you could go into branching into becoming a red flag. Because sometimes, if I'm afraid something in me is going to be broken and I'm going to end up at the urgent care, that is a red flag. Like, I don't care who you are, that's not showing emotions helpfully or beneficially. Same as slamming doors. So, like, does that evoke, like, understanding and expression? 100%. But is it actually dealing with those emotions in a healthy way, in a healthy coping mechanism? No. Okay, so here's another thing that I found is, like, they call people out no matter who it is. If someone's able to call them out, now I would say that this is a green flag. I don't think that you should be afraid of hurting people's opinions or hurting people. Now, people's like, so you don't care about people. That's totally, totally different. Okay? But it's like if you literally talk to them, talk it out, tell them what's going on. If they're willing to listen, great. If they're not willing to listen, also great. At least you got it off your chest. I'm one of those people, people are so used to, like, saving face because they don't want to hurt people. sometimes they're like, I don't want to hurt you. I love you too much. If you love someone, you would literally tell them what's going on. Because I hate bushes. I hate beating around the bush. Just, like, don't try to knock off some of the leaves and try to, and skirt around the issue. If you got something to say, say it to that person. They may yell at you, they may call you out, they may call you a bunch of names. But I think honestly that is a healthy way of going about it. Like, okay, so also friends are important to them. If they have, like, you know that one, that one quote, it's like, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. So friends are important. I would say, like, I know people sometimes say only trust or date people that have, like, two friends. I would say, like, find someone who can get along with a lot of different people. And even people that have, like, different opinions than them, if they can kind of connect with them and have discussions one way or another, they are going to be one loyal. They won't, like, and also if they have lots of friends, like, you know, okay, they're popular for a reason. And, like, if it's popular for the wrong reasons, obviously, you'll probably see those red flags up front. What I think is never trust someone who always hypes someone else up. Or someone who's constantly bashing on another person. Those are the, like, if they literally say, oh, well, they have these things wrong about them, but, you know, this and this and this and this are also, like, their good parts. If everybody is hyping up someone, be curious as to why. Like, if, you know, they have a huge friend group, that's probably a good sign, 9 times out of 10. But also if they have, like, a few close friends, then you also know that it's, like, they care about the people that matter most. They're not, like, necessarily worried about, like, the numbers. But, like, here's the thing. Like, if people can get along with everybody, 9 times out of 10, it's a green flag. So I'm gonna just, like, circle back. A little bit to, like, what I said about someone who's constantly hyping up someone else. And I know sometimes people will say, oh, well, who's the common denominator here? Sometimes that is true, but not all the time. There were a couple people that would always hype up this one individual and just, saying he was the best person ever, and sometimes they would even show me their social media account, like that was gonna prove that they were this stand-up person. I knew this person, like, from class, and maybe they just had, like, a different persona that they portrayed while they were in class. But they were nothing like this person described. Like, they were saying, oh, they're, like, so kind, and they'll go out of their way to help you, blah, 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 blah. In class, this person was the exact opposite. And I kind of was really confused at first of how, like, two different versions of the same person could exist simultaneously. like I say, maybe this person was just like two different people, and like one was in class, one was who he was to his friends. Don't know. But this guy was like a jerk. He was also like all sorts of different things. Like, and I honestly don't know what he did on the side, but I'm like, you know, and then there was also this person that was like hyped up. And they were like, she was organized, she did this, 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 this. Never really seen those aspects of this person. They're like, oh, they're also good with art. That may have been true. But the other parts of them, the other characteristics, they weren't punctual, they weren't like organized. Like, and so I'm like, is there something wrong with me that I'm not seeing it? So that's why I'm like, also, if people like constantly talk horrible about this other person, what I've done is I've tried to get to know that person. Either way, like if people are overly hyping up the person, you find out that's not their true colors. If someone's constantly talking bad about the person, maybe it's because they are either jealous of that person or whatever. 'Cause there is a difference between just like talking bad about somebody and actually just like spitting like the facts about who they are as an individual. There is a difference. Okay, so also very competitive. If I don't really consider that as like, that's kind of more of like a beige flag. I don't even consider that like red flag, green flag, or amber. It's more of like a beige flag where it's, it could, like, I mean, I think that it's very, like, I don't want to say like attractive, but it's like not, as long as you're not like arrogant about it, like it's like I don't think that there's anything like necessarily wrong with that. When someone says that I'm not romantic, so I'm just kind of, I would actually consider that more so of a red flag, okay? Just saying, because with all that being said, if someone's not romantic, like people make time for the things that they want to make time for, and if they care about something, they'll kind of like remember the small details. So it does not, you're gonna show like romanticism. That sounds weird. You're gonna show like your romantic side in different areas. Like I believe that. Like it's like if you know that someone likes a certain kind of flowers or likes a certain kind of coffee or does this or does that, you might help them encourage them towards their goals. So in that way you're still like romantic. It's sometimes like an excuse to not necessarily go out of your way to like be better and be a person of like high moral standing, and it goes both ways for like both sides of the relationship. Like I am a very reciprocal person, so it's like, you know what, you do this for me, I, not like, not that old saying like I scratch your back, you scratch mine, that's an ulterior motive. What I'm saying is like we both do things for each other, like one way or another. Because I've heard even people say, oh, he's not much of a romantic. That individual has done, like, he might not be romantic. romantic in the way that you think that this person should be, but they're still like doing things to help you and to improve like the relationship. So in that way, yes, they are being romantic. Maybe just not in the way that you expect it. So sometimes it's like you're. In that way, you might need to not lower your standards, but adjust your standards a little bit. Because maybe you can't actually see all the things that this individual is trying to do and trying to love you in the best way possible. Because I know that sometimes people have just been like burned so badly that they like literally refuse. And if you have been burned and they don't do any of these things, that is a different story for a different time. But if they are actually making moves to try and be the best version of themselves, then give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, next one, being clean and tidy. Green flag. I will definitely say I am a clean person. There's a difference between clean and tidy, though. Clean is just like, having things kind of picked up, and even like swept. Tidy is like getting every nook and cranny, like your mom. See, I keep things in my house, my apartment, clean. I'm just not mom clean, okay? I will definitely say that. Like, I don't do the dustboards, baseboards every single time. Like, just don't. I don't mom clean. And yes, when family comes to visit, that's a different story. But, so I would say, like, being clean, definitely green flag. But if they're not necessarily tidy, don't necessarily hold that against them. If they are a slob, that's where it's like red flag. Like, they have like a mile high of like dishes in the sink and there's like mold growing everywhere. That's red flag. Okay. Interested in all world news and wants to just like kind of debate the topics. I honestly admire that. I would say that's a green flag. If it can be like a situation where you're discussing the topics and not like just coming at each other for different opposing views. That over there, red flag. Green flag is when you sit down, you discuss the topics, lay everything out on the table. This is what I think, this is what you think. Okay, we can probably bring something in the middle. Like, some things with that you don't necessarily need to be on the same page with, or the same paragraph. Hey, you can even be reading a different book with that. I don't care. But it's like you don't necessarily need to be on the same wavelength with that. Okay, so if they have like very healthy habits, like going to the gym, eating healthy, working out, green flag. Would definitely encourage that. Even if they're like encouraging you to like be healthy. Some people consider that as a red flag because they're like, well, why would they want to, like, they don't love you for who you are. No. Okay. Sometimes you can kind of tell, like, based on their phrases, and some people, honestly, they don't mean it certain ways. Like, sometimes I've known people that's just like, oh, that definitely made me sound like a tool. Let me rephrase that because that's not what I meant. If people are self-aware, emotionally aware, emotionally intelligent, green flag. So, if they have like healthy habits and encourage you to like work out and not be like, oh, you need to like lose like 50 pounds. Like, that's a red flag, because it's like, okay, sir. Like, there's a right way, and then there's a very dark way to kind of discuss things. Splitting the check. If someone insists on splitting the check, I don't necessarily consider that as a green flag or a red flag. That's more of like an amber, somewhere like in the middle, to me, because sometimes people don't necessarily feel comfortable like paying for the whole thing, or sometimes it's just like they don't know exactly how the other person feels about certain things. So sometimes I know people say, well, if it's on the first date, if it's on the first date, like it's like maybe they're still trying to understand where the other person's coming from. And it's like, dude, it's like 2024. There are a lot of different ways that like people try to consider things. So no, it just